started camp, we talked a lot about your training and why you did it and all that. That 31-yard grab, the ball was up. You went up there and get it, playing big. Type of catch that really instills confidence in the quarterback to go at you again in those situations. Is that what your training was about, a moment like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to make a big play. And it's always good to have your quarterback believe in you to throw it with three defenders over there, knowing that you'll come down with it, or at least you won't let the defense come down with it. So that's just the type of stuff, the type of plays I like to make.
It seemed like you guys tried that exact same play a little bit earlier. The guy came out of center field and knocked it down. What does that say to you that you guys are willing to try it again?
It wasn't the same play.
No, it looked like it.
Hey, Martin, what inspired you to start that reading block?
For a lot of different reasons. One of them was just to keep me accountable for reading, because I love learning, but sometimes, you know, you kind of like push it back. So I know if I started a book club, I would have to be accountable to keeping up with the material. So, yeah.
And what kind of response have you had from
that? I've had really good response.
What's your goal? Who are you trying to reach? Kids, adults, everybody?
Yeah, everybody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, how come you didn't like to read as a kid? I read that somewhere.
It can be boring at times.
What are you reading now?
It's a novel called The Maltese Falcon.
When you watch a guy like Michael Crabtree playing out there, I mean, he's been around this game for a long time, but in what areas do you think maybe he's even gotten better since you've known him?
Man, he's always been kind of the same player, man. He has great hands. He plays physical at the line of scrimmage. No one can ever jam him. And even when he's covered, he can still come down with the catch. So he has a great skill set. I've
seen times after games last year where he'd be on his way out of the locker room, you'd be in the locker, and it seemed like he would stop and talk to you a lot of times, like, you know. Was he big on going over things with you in the last couple of years about making sure that you're up to speed and ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, Crab is a gamer. He loves game time. He gets really hyped. He's always giving me, when you see him doing that, he's always giving me motivation right before the game.
What have you learned from him in terms of, like, getting off the line part that he's so good at?
Yeah,
taking stuff from him?
Yeah, so, you know, I usually use my feet to get separation off the line of scrimmage, at the top of my route. But one of the things that I've learned from him is, you know, you can also get the same results using your hands.
Is that beneficial, especially when you get to the shorter areas, when you're in the red zone, maybe you have a little less space to use your feet? Do the hands become more of a factor at that point, or?
I wouldn't say that, but I would say it's a good change of pace. Like, it's a good change up. The defensive back, he wouldn't know. Are you either going to use your feet or your hands? So it's a good changeup.
Are you entering this regular season maybe hoping to be a more physical wideout than you have in years past?
If I need to be.
Historically, you guys have had, certainly last season, no issue in terms of closing out games. The way you guys won those close ones, finishing strong in the fourth quarter. I don't know if there's one thing to which you can attest that, but what strikes you about this team's mindset under Jack about when the game is close, that belief that you guys can finish it?
Yeah, I think it's the way that we train, the way that we practice. I think we're a relentless team. Derek, he does a great job of studying every week so that he can be poised in those situations, and we're able to come down with the win sometimes.
Any more questions?
Mari, I know you're focused on this year with the Raiders, but what's kind of your thoughts on you guys and how expanding the new markets?
Not really thinking about it much.